The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman.
Residents in Lebanon are fleeing from southern suburbs in the country's capital Beirut following Israeli bombardment. Nadia Al-Salman, a displaced resident from Majdal Zaun, says they didn't leave out of fear of the U.S.
We left our homes not out of fear or terror of the United States, but to fulfill our religious and legal duty to protect ourselves. They do not intimidate or frighten us, and they will not make us retreat even an inch from the path of resistance.
As the U.S.-Israel war on Iran enters its third day, Lebanese health ministry says at least 52 people have been killed in Israeli strikes and more than 150 injured. United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the situation on the ground is rapidly intensifying.
In Lebanon, where we have both a political and peacekeeping presence, tensions are also rising. We're seriously concerned about the exchange of fire across the blue line. The situation on the ground is evolving rapidly, and we're monitoring developments closely. We're also aware that of the strikes aimed at Israel claimed by Hezbollah and the Israeli strikes.
Following the escalating attacks between Israel and the militant group Hezbollah, he says they are engaging in talks to de-escalate the situation across the blue line.
We urge utmost restraint and call on the parties to uphold the cessation of hostilities agreement. Both the special coordinator for Lebanon, Janine Hennis-Plasschaert, and the UNIFIL head of mission and force commander, Major General Abanyara, are engaging with the parties to de-escalate and preserve stability across the blue line.
So, what exactly is the blue line? Set by the UN in the year 2000, the blue line stretches for approximately 120 kilometers along Lebanon's southern frontier and is key to peace in the region. It's not a border, but serves as a line of withdrawal to confirm Israel's withdrawal from the south of Lebanon. The blue line has always been temporary, and UNIFIL peacekeepers are its temporary custodians. Whenever Israeli or Lebanese authorities wish to undertake any activities close to the blue line, UNIFIL requires advance notice. Israel said it attacked sites connected to Lebanon's Shiite Muslim Hezbollah militants, one of Tehran's principal allies in the Middle East, after Hezbollah said it launched missiles and drones toward Israel in retaliation for the killing of Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. Now, Lebanon's government has taken the unprecedented step of banning Hezbollah's military and security activity, a decision Hezbollah has condemned. They are demanding Hezbollah hand over its weapons and calls the military action illegal. Israel says Hezbollah intelligence commander Hussein Maklet is among those killed in its strike. Spokesman for Israel's military, Brigadier General Effi Defrin, says as a joint U.S.-Israeli operation continues in Iran, Air Force fighter jets have been flying over Lebanese skies and powerfully attacking dozens of Hezbollah terrorist organization targets.
During the day, dozens of Air Force fighter jets, guided by intelligence, dropped more than 250 munitions on targets of the Iranian terror regime in the heart of Tehran. As part of the strikes, we hit basic headquarters and complexes of the regime's internal security bodies.
According to the Israeli military, they have struck more than 70 weapon storage facilities, launch sites and missile launches belonging to Hezbollah. The spokesman says they will act to disarm Hezbollah and remove threats from Israeli citizens, mainly those in the north of the country. Meanwhile, there have been forced evacuation orders for residents in the southern suburb of Beirut. Istihar Yassin is a displaced resident and cancer patient who has missed her treatment since fleeing home.
We're a big family and we all had to come here. What can we do? I'm a cancer patient. Today I had to get treatment in Nabatia, which I now can't go to. I've been asked before if I can go on without my treatment, but I haven't tried that before.
Feri Al-Sawan is among those who have fled their homes and is sheltering at a makeshift site near Beirut seaside.
We were in the Dahiya in Beirut's southern suburbs and the three strikes happened. My children wanted to have their suhoor, their pre-dawn meal. We couldn't have suhoor because of the strikes. So we came straight here and my children are still fasting. As you can see, we are still staying here. I don't know where our fate is going.
Helena Krishnamurthy, SBS News.
The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman.